John. Hello, what mental genius have we here?
This is John, man. Listen, I got a question for you.
Tienes una pregunta para mí.
Say it again, man.
What can I do for you, John?
Yeah, dig it. Listen, man, I want to know what it must be like to be a boss jock.
A boss jock, buddy, is the best kind of living you a man can ever have. Successful boss jock.
Hey, man, that's what I want to do. But you got to give me some clues, man. Can you do that? Because, like, I'm just kind of, like, lost without it.
How old are you?
26, man.
You're getting a little old to become a boss jock. Boss jock's got to start early.
Hey, man, what you mean old?
I'm saying that I'm old in the sense that many years are required in the trenches before you ever get to become a man like me.
Hey, man, I can run in the trench, man.
I mean, that's like being 26 years old and approaching Jean-Claude Killy and saying you want to be a championship skier.
No, man, listen,
it's like being 26 years old and going to, Mary Lou Retton and saying, teach me how to do some twirls.
I was in the club.
I mean, that's something you start from childhood. A boss jock, you got to be like, when you're a boss jock, you start when you're 17, 18 years old and you give it your life. So that when you're like me, when you get to be my age, you can be once divorced, bloated liver.
Hey, listen, man, I was in the
car. With bloodshot eyes and a shaking, trembling hand that you try to disguise, but everybody sees. Reeking breath and distended obliques.
Hey, man, don't get all broke up. It's all right.
All right. And broken up. You got to learn how to speak, too. Jeez, for crying out loud. I mean, people without even a semblance of knowledge. When I think about it, someone that actually has the audacity at that late juncture. It's like running up to Ernest Hemingway, saying, Ernie, put down that shotgun a second. Let me ask you a question. You know, I've always wanted to be a great writer, and I was thinking, could you possibly impart to me the knowledge I would need? You know, it's unbelievable. It's like you go up to Michelangelo, as he's painting the roof of the Sistine Chapel. Excuse me there, Mike, about painting. We have so many maggots. We have so many maggots. We have so many maggots. We have maggots on the line. We have so many maggots. We have so many maggots. We have so many maggots. We have maggots on the line. Like saying to Meryl Streep. You know, I like that acting stuff. Hey, Meryl, how do you... we have so many maggots. We have so many maggots. We have so many maggots. We have maggots on the line.
The Grease Man. DC 101.